Well, that should have had some pretty coverage, good coverage. Yeah, this thing used to do about 30 miles, maybe a little more, because I used to go from Pawpaw, you know, rural Michigan, over to Dowagiac, and it would cover it just fine. So, you know, but then again, like you said, that was back, and the only problem I ever had with congestion was back then, years ago, was with the farmers, because the grape farmers would also use his tower, which is basically the month of September. The radio was, you know, it was kind of hard to get a word in edgewise, but the other 11 months, I had no complaints with the guy, and he was good about it. You know, he's his ham, he's still around, NEGH, and he's kind of like the West Side version of Sean. You know, he had repeaters all over the place, and he did all that kind of stuff back then. He's still got a good friend. He was the one that got me into amateur radio, and he still got his UHF repeater over there. He sold all the VHF stuff. He had it connected together. He was an anti-digital guy, too. No digital. I saw him about a year ago at a funeral. He said, no digital, no digital. So every time I'm over there, I talk to him. I said, man, I said, let me find out how to put All-Star Link on that so I can talk to you. And I think he'd go for that, but it was one of those things that never happened. NAKPPWARCY, go ahead. And, oh, take a break again, see if anybody else wants it.